Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And I'm also the president and CEO, but more formally, commonly known as the head coach of Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already Labor Day weekend, August 30th and 31st, depending on when you're listening to this. And let me start there. My running friends, there's a great 10-mile run on August 30th in Auburn. It's a 10-miler. And then on Labor Day itself, on the following Monday, September 1st, there is actually a pretty well-known race, Francistown 5-miler, that many of us have done for many years. So if you're interested in running this weekend, Auburn 10-miler on Saturday the 30th, and on Labor Day itself, there is the famous Francistown 5. Well, here we are, and it's about almost a year since the exchanges went live, and so my guest today is Dr. Shannon Mills, who has been with me for almost about a decade at Northeast Delta Dental, world-famous dentist scientist. We grabbed him. His last stop was Las Vegas, and basically we convinced him that New Hampshire was maybe a better place to live than Las Vegas, although he did like Las Vegas. So Shannon's been with us, and Shannon, let's start with your sort of view on the Affordable Care Act in terms of what has meant for oral health. And let me just start with my perspective. I recently wrote an op-ed piece that appeared in the local newspapers, and one of the things I was trying to say was that while the marketplaces, the so-called exchanges, were not introduced smoothly, because I don't think that the federal government had predicted that 35 or 36 states would be using the federally facilitated software, that ultimately it has put to the front burner the importance of oral health. So from that perspective, not with your hat on as an insurance executive, but just from your perspective as a dentist, as an oral health scientist, do you think the Affordable Care Act has elevated the importance of oral health?
Well, I think it certainly creates that opportunity. I think there's a lot of unrealized aspects of it so far, and we've seen that in the sales of plans on the exchange. But anything that makes dental care, oral health care, more widely available to people is a benefit, and certainly if it makes it available to children, because you have to start. That's the greatest place to start in trying to prevent oral disease. So I think the potential's there. We have to wait and see, I think. Everybody's still waiting to see where it's really going to end up.
And then from a business perspective, we took the approach, you've heard me say this many times, we just dealt with the reality when the law was passed in March of 2010. We had already looked at the trends really since the turn of the 21st century, showing that there was this decoupling of benefits from the employer. And so the Affordable Care Act just made that more intensive, more acute. And with us making the effort to be on the public exchange, which again in New Hampshire is healthcare.gov, the federal exchange, we have close to 2,000 people that have enrolled in oral health coverage. And we know from research that most of those 2,000 people didn't have dental coverage before. So, Shannon, I'll let you say it. So if you have dental insurance,
way more likely to go to the dentist.
Perfect.
Simple equation.
Exactly. And that's really what it's all about, our oral health mission. And then the other thing it did for us, so we sort of predicted that it was probably going to be difficult for the public exchanges to be smooth on day one. And so we developed with another Delta plan, the so-called private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And in about 45 seconds, you can go onto that website and purchase a dental plan. And we already have about 5,000 New Hampshire residents, that have purchased dental coverage that way. So if you think of it, there's probably about 7,000 people who heretofore would not have had dental coverage. And as Dr. Mills just mentioned, if you have dental coverage, you tend to go to the dentist. And if you don't have dental coverage, you tend not to go to the dentist. Now, Shannon, and a lot of people don't understand this, but the Affordable Care Act also sort of contemplated some aspect of evidence-based dentistry or health through oral wellness. So Let's talk about your knowledge of that, and then we can get into a new program that Northeast Delta Dental is introducing to our employer groups called Health Through Oral Wellness, or HOW.
Right. Well, I think we've known for a long time that everybody doesn't have the same risk for oral disease, and that's certainly true of children and their risk for getting tooth decay. And it's not just what you eat. That's very important. It's not just whether you brush and floss. That's very important. It's not just whether you get fluoride, although that's also very important. But part of it is that everybody has a genetic inherited risk. So if you add all that together, it's not a simple equation, and you're going to always get a bell curve, with some people in the middle getting just a few cavities, some people on one end getting lots of them, and a growing number of people on the other end getting really none at all to speak of. So what happens is if you have benefit plans that only target a narrow section of that population, some people have more care than they need available to them. They don't have to. The dentist doesn't have to do it. And others don't have enough in terms of the benefit coverage. So the government in there, the designers, I should say, of the plan envisioned this. And so in the plans, there's a built-in ability to provide care based on the individual risk, and these plans are about children. It's a pediatric dental benefit, so that the kids who have more risk can get the care they need as an added benefit to help keep them from getting so many cavities and having to have fillings and extractions and that sort of not such pleasant stuff.
Good stuff there, Shannon. Now, of course, Dr. Shannon Mills, one of the things you know is being a thought leader, that's the new topic in corporate America as a strategy for growth, is that the ability to connect the dots for the citizen who may not be the subject matter expert on this topic, and I think you've done a great job there. Now, I get this question a lot, and I know you know the answer, but I'd rather have you explain it. Well, why is it then that all dental plans, or not all, necessarily all, but most dental plans have two cleanings a year? How did that get started?
Well, it's kind of ironic, but as best we can figure, it went back to one of a number of different toothpaste ad campaigns, perhaps as early as the 1920s. I was actually looking into this recently, but most likely in the 1950s, that advocated see your dentist twice a year. One argument was that Crest was actually reducing the number of cavities, and dentists were worried, so they thought, well, we'll counter that by saying, well, you should see your dentist twice a year. And it got picked up by the profession, the American Dental Association, and now it's become really a powerful cultural idea that that everybody should see the dentist twice a year. No one's going to be harmed by it, but for many people who have very low risk for tooth decay, it may not be necessary. And by the way, don't just take it on yourself to do that. This is a conversation you should be having with your dentist. But in contrast, there are people who have higher risk for gum disease or tooth decay who need to be seeing their dentist more often than twice a year. So the whole idea is that twice a year, it was a great idea at the time, but we know more now. And maybe having everything you should have, be seeing the dentist the number of times that your individual risk for oral disease or your status, your good health dictates, not just on something that was dreamed up by somebody on Madison Avenue.
Wow, that's a good dot connection there. Thank you. So what you're really saying is some of us, like me, might need to go three or four times a year, given gums and other things, and other people maybe once every 2 years. And the two a year was sort of a toothpaste company thing, but it's like you said, it doesn't do any harm. And it was probably a good proxy. And so for years, standard group dental insurance programs cover two cleanings a
right.
year.
It was really brilliant if you think about the time that came out. That was a time when more Americans went to the dentist only for emergencies, and preventive dentistry was a relatively smaller part of what dentists did. So I'm not criticizing it. It was actually just exactly maybe the right thing at the time, but today we just know more. And we know that everybody doesn't have identical need, and we need to be able to try to build our business, and dentists need to build their practice around these concepts.
Hence, your Health Through Oral Wellness program. So before the first commercial, why don't you give us a tease as to which stands for Health Through Oral Wellness, how that will work?
Okay, well, I think if you think about it, one size doesn't fit all almost anywhere, whether you're buying shoes or hats. And it doesn't really work that well with dental care, and it doesn't work that great necessarily, although with dental plans. So we'll talk about what we're doing to try to change that paradigm.
Great. And if you go back to the mission of a dental insurance company, which is ourselves, is to advance the oral health and overall wellness of our customers and the general public. And of course, we know that people who have insurance are more likely to go to the dentist and seek treatment before the health condition escalates. So I think this is part of that. And would you briefly also say how an average citizen who may or may not be a customer of Northeast Delta Dental can use MyDentalScore.com?
Yeah, the MyDentalScore.com self-risk assessment, which we've talked about a lot on here, is available in a number of different places. You can certainly, whether you have Delta Dental insurance or not, you're certainly welcome to go to our website. And I'll tell you more about our newest website, which is healththroughoralwellness.com, which is our wellness website. But either one of those locations, you can find the MyDentalScore.com tool. But you can also just enter MyDentalScore.com on your search engine and your browser, and you will find another version of it. They're all the same general version. But these are a way to understand your own personal risk, which is the first step to take in trying to get the care, preventive care in particular, that's right for you.
Great. So we've mentioned several websites. I just want to quickly review them, and then we'll go to break. MyDentalScore.com, if you want to get your health risk assessment, and you can hand that in to your hygienist or dentist when you see them. And again, it's a data point for your professional. HealthThroughOralWellness.com, if you want to know more about health through oral wellness. DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, which will allow you to purchase an individual dental product, and of course the anydelta.com website in general. So with that, Dr. Shannon Mills, you can see, I hope my audience can see how blessed we are that you live right here in Concord, New Hampshire. Tom Raphael will return after commercial break with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits Rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raphael for Northeast Delta Dental Radio on this Labor Day weekend. And again, for my running friends, there's a great race on Auburn. If you're listening to this on August 30th, Saturday, it's a 10-mile road race. And on Monday, Labor Day itself, you can labor and do a 5-mile race in Francistown. Also wanted to give an update on there are no do-overs. The book sales are going well, I think primarily because people are curious as to how Dave Cowens, famous basketball player, Hall of Famer, and great guy, how he connects basketball with dental insurance. And so you can pick up the book at Gibson's or go on Amazon.com. But in effect, the way we do it is Dave writes the first two or three paragraphs of every chapter, gives a sports analogy, and then I tie the business principle in with it, and then each chapter closes with a big red factor summarizing the business principle, such as dealing with the reality. One of my favorites is the one on communication, which Coach K starts the chapter with. Even in a well, tightly knit group, communication, you have to work at it, and that's one of the reasons why Northeast Delta Dental has been successful. We take great care in our communication. And speaking of that, with me is my famous colleague, Dr. Shannon Mills, worldwide traveler. I'm glad he is in Concord this weekend, so I can actually see him prior to a board meeting. So, Shannon, thank you for joining me on Labor Day weekend again.
My pleasure, Tom.
All right.
Can't think of any place I'd rather be.
Oh, come on. You can be genuine with me. Anyway, so Shannon is one of those thought leaders that we're now talking about in corporate America that can sort of position the corporation to be a leader, in our case, in oral health science, and then also, you know, connecting the dots for the citizens. So we were starting to talk about Health Through Oral Wellness program, which is really going to, I think, be leading edge in terms of the future design of dental programs. And you were saying, for example, the standard dental plan of two cleanings a year was really based on a toothpaste commercial, which going to the dentist twice a year is perfectly fine, but some of us really should go three times, and maybe some can go once every 2 years, two being, you know, a proxy. So tell us how, no pun intended, Northeast Delta Dental plans to roll out the HOW program.
Right. And I want to just start with a caveat, Tom, the famous caveat, don't try this at home. Don't self-diagnose that you're going to need to see the dentist more often than twice a year. That should be a conversation you have with your dental team.
And that's why, going back to mydentalscore.com, go on to either our website, Northeast Delta Dental, nedelta.com, or go direct to mydentalscore.com. You can get a printout, and that starts the dialogue with the professional who can really dictate or tell you or suggest to you, you know, how often you should be coming.
Well, as we said, it starts with mydentalscore.com, I think, because that's the first act in becoming engaged about either maintaining or improving your oral health. But it doesn't stop there, because what we've built now around the idea of risk assessment is an entirely different plan design. And that's the plan design is what you get, how often you get it, and how it's paid. In the new model that we're developing, and again, we're really taking baby steps. I think it's going to go even further in the future. What we're saying is everybody should have know their oral health profile, just like you'd know your cholesterol numbers, or if you're at risk for diabetes, you'd know what your hemoglobin A1C is, and if you are, you know, these are the things you use to kind of measure. You know what your weight is. You know what it should be. Well, for dental health, we can do the same thing. Once you know that, then the preventive care that you need needs to be matched to that, or, you know, that personal oral health status. So that means for somebody, some individuals, again, seeing the dentist less frequently is okay. For others, maybe they need to get cleanings. Maybe they have gum disease and they need to have deep cleanings and more frequent visits to control that. And then people who have a higher risk for tooth decay, even adults, may need to be on topical fluoride. That is the in-office fluoride treatment, or even fluoride varnish that we now mostly give to kids. And those individuals may benefit well from that, again, as part of an overall plan developed by and implemented by the dentist and the dental team. So the key thing is, once you've got this risk assessment done, you have the opportunity to go to your dentist. The dentist has the option, all of the dentists in our area who have Delta Dental patients are eligible to get a free version of the dental office version of the My Dental Score called the Oral Health Information Suite. And that's the tool that's used basically for the dentist to make an assessment. And then there's more exciting things, Tom, as you know, coming in the future.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be announcing it to our group customers soon. And starting in January, just to take a step back, employer-based benefits are done on an annual renewal. So some customers renew on January 1st, some on February 1st, et cetera. So we'll be announcing this. And as these renewals come up, come January, this program will be introduced to our customers. There may be some exceptions for whatever reason a customer doesn't want to do it, but you're thinking that customers, once they understand that this is better for the oral health of their employees, that this will resonate with them.
Right. And what we'll be doing is be asking the dentist to submit a risk profile using this tool. It takes about 5 minutes with information they've usually already collected. And by sending that in, they establish a risk profile for each individual member of our insured population. On that basis of that profile, a suite of benefits that are designed, built around what the science says works, are authorized. Again, for people at higher risk, if you have low risk, then the care you're being delivered now should meet your needs. So that's the way we're approaching it.
Now, this is New Hampshire, so we always have to get into data privacy. So this is on a composite basis for the employer.
Yeah. Now, what we ask you to do is, if you want to get access to the additional benefits, you need to register and give us permission, basically, to communicate with you. Otherwise, you know, will the benefits stay the same? There's no takeaways. The standard benefits you've always gotten will be there. But if you want to be engaged with us, we can do that. And again, we respect the privacy. We follow all the federal laws about HIPAA and carefully guard the privacy of every one of our insured members.
Super. Now, one of the things through the analytics, through the health and wellness analytics, we've learned, and it hasn't really totally surprised us, but it's validated one concern we have, that even when an employer covers and perhaps pays for the entire premium for the employees, that there's still almost a quarter of the population that still doesn't go to the dentist. You know, why do you think that is, Shannon?
Well, you know, we've tried to understand it. I'm probably unfortunate to some extent they're a cipher because we don't have data on them. But it's interesting. There's a group of people, the traditional people who are basically scared to go to the dentist. But I really think today, with dentistry being the way it is, that that's a subset. That's a very small group. We have people for whom just going to the dentist hasn't been a traditional value. It hasn't been part of the way they were raised or, if you know, maybe where they grew up. Another group, frankly, has lost their teeth and they have dentures and they don't feel it's necessary for them to go. As long as the dentures fit, they feel like they're fine. Again, there's fewer and fewer of those people, thankfully. But one of the big groups is the people I call young invincibles. And these are young people who, because of the benefits of fluoride in drinking water and in toothpaste, have had little, very few, if any, in many cases, cavities. Actually, I was at Concord Hospital this morning where I work at Family Health Center, saw a young lady in her mid-20s who's never had any kind of cavity or any kind of dental work whatsoever in perfect health. And that's not that uncommon today. But these folks, these young people, they haven't had trouble with tooth decay, but a certain percentage of them, and again, maybe genetic, a certain percentage of them are at risk for gum disease and don't know it. And the longer they put off seeking regular dental care, the more likely it is that it won't be discovered until it's more advanced. And the other problem, of course, is oral cancer, because young people today are more likely to get oral cancer than their parents were, again, due to exposure to a virus called human papillomavirus. So oral cancer and gum disease are a reason that even these cavity-free kids, and I call them kids because my kids are in their 30s, these cavity-free kids, 30-year-olds, need to be seeing the dentist more regularly, even though they've never had a problem.
And speaking of oral cancer, just as an aside, of course, we know from, you know, Kurt Schilling is recovering and as well. And, of course, unfortunately, Tony Gwynn died. But I know a lot of, if you will, people in their 20s who did grow up using chewing tobacco, playing baseball. So obviously that's a huge issue.
It certainly is, and it's something we've known for a long time, but we've never seemed to get the traction we need to get people to change behaviors. And it's sad to say, but if having a star of Kurt Schilling's stature involved may make a difference, because this is not a new thing.
And of course, Tony Gwynn. And, of course, everybody knows, since the Fisher Cats is one of our partners, you can't use that in minor league baseball. And I think so over time, hopefully that'll transition into the major league. Now, since you mentioned the young invincible, this is a nice segue to just this past Monday, August 25th, was the last night of the Oral Health Challenge at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, and that's where the half dozen or so games where children who brush and floss and check off the boxes in between visits can earn tickets to the Fisher Cats. So one of our hopes, Shannon, of course, is that by establishing those great oral health practices at a young age, that will, you know, transition them onto adulthood and then actually go to the dentist.
Well, we know that that's true. We know that good habits learned in childhood tend to last a lifetime. I learned to eat a big healthy breakfast when I was in elementary school because I got a gold star every day I did it. It was a good thing until I started getting into my 50s when it ended up being maybe a contributor to increasing belt size. But overall, it's just a habit learned in childhood. And if you learn to brush, you learn to floss, you learn that all this is important, those things will carry over into your later years.
Right. And that's why the Oral Health Challenge has been such a great program with the Fisher Cats. So we have about a minute. Let's do a quick lightning round. So we don't have a lot of time, but the saliva study that you've given us updates on, can you give us a brief update on that?
Well, we're in the process right now of completing a paper for publication, and it's in the editing phase. It'll be submitted to be published in a scientific journal, and it shows still some promise. It's based on the data we had, which is a very small population number. But the larger study at a large Midwestern university is still underway. Again, science doesn't necessarily run at a breakneck pace, and so it takes some time. But we'll keep you posted to see how the big trial turns out.
And, of course, that's important. We want to be methodical in that type of stuff. Quickly, University of New England, it's the second year of the dental school. Things are going well.
Yeah, by all accounts, it's going exceptionally well. And they'll be moving now into more of the clinical phase in the next few years. And, you know, maybe at a location near you, you'll actually go to the dentist and see there in a learning mode a University of New England dental student.
And even though it's in Portland, there are several students from New Hampshire, so some of those clinical sites would be right here.
We'll have clinical sites throughout our northern New England region. The idea is that this is it's been proven across the country at other schools that this is one of the best ways for dental students to learn and to quickly pick up clinical skills.
And lucky you, Shannon, we ran out of time, so you can't talk about cosmetic dentistry, but I want to put a plug in. If you go onto our website, there's a great new magazine. It's called Grin for Kids. It's a special edition, and if you're a parent with young children, you'll want to read that and read it to your children as well. Dr. Shannon Mills, Vice President of President of Professional Relations and Science. We're so lucky to have you at Delta Dental and in Concord, New Hampshire. Tom Raphael will return next weekend for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.